Now, Chris Kelly, you were just telling us how you and your pickleball partner, the Diesel, got totally just run off the court this weekend. Played terrible.
How was the ride home? Quiet?
A lot of reflection. Like, how do we get better? You know, what's the mental game?
How many times have you had this conversation?
Several years now.
Many on the way home. Yeah. It's like, what can we do? Look inside, you know, mentally. What can we do to prepare mentally?
Of the people, I want to hear your story, too, about the ride home and the technology of the restaurants, what have you. But of the people that you regularly play with, your pickle pals, how big is that circle? 25, 30 people, maybe?
Maybe more. Yeah, maybe more. Maybe 40, you know.
Of that group, how many consistently want to play in tournaments? Or how many just want to have fun?
Oh, 99% just want to have fun. They just, it's
exercise and fun.
Exercise and fun.
And fellowship, as we like to call
there's
it.
There's probably 50 people I know that play, you know, 8 of us play in tournaments from time to time. You know, most of us do not bother with the tournaments. Diesel and I do, and we internalize.
You rethink?
No. We want to get better and better and put ourselves on a different level and get up there.
Would you say it's working?
No. I'll answer it with this. On the way out, we were talking to the tournament organizer, and he said,
how'd you get my email? This was supposed to be for serious players only.
He said,
I heard one of you has numb arms.
I do not have numb arms. My arms are not numb. I would have felt that ball. I cannot believe that guy called that. I'm so mad.
And you back down.
And I back down.
You're the opposite of Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Well,
you will back down.
Will back down.
You'll get turned around.
I'll give you the call. Instead of standing firm, that's my call. I should say the ball didn't hit me.
So what did the organizer man say?
He said, do you guys think you're getting a little long in the tooth for this particular round? You know, for this pool, are you too long in the tooth? We were the oldest there. And the younger players just cleaned our clock. I mean, they just moved so much better. You know, they dictated pace.
Well,
it was very difficult.
Yeah.
Hard for a man of my sensibilities to come to terms with that.
So. I understand. But, you know, when in the cold light of day, when I watched the video of you and the Diesel.
Yeah.
From a few weeks back, I was stunned that it was in real time.
Yes.
I swore that someone was playing it in slow motion.
When you're out there, it doesn't feel like you're moving as slowly as you truly are. It feels like you're really flying around out there.
Like on the wind.
Yeah, like you're a real...
Like a gazelle.
Like if someone watched it on TV, it would be like watching, you know, Djokovic play tennis.
High level.
And then you watch it for real, and you're like, what's wrong with the camera? What has happened?
You can play it at regular speed. I am.
So, we stop... You know, but now these other guys who are younger and
quicker,
faster. Yeah. When you look across at them, it's like, dang, they're moving, man. They really, anything you hit, there's bam.
Was there a cash prize up for grabs on Saturday?
No, just medals.
Just medals.
Just playing for medals.
And glory.
And on the way out, the organizer said, we got a money ball. That's what that's called. Like a cash. You pay like $100 and you can win $500 or $600 at the end of it next Saturday. And Diesel turned to me and said, do you think we ought to do that? And the organizer said, let me stop you right now. No, you ought not. That's when he said, you're a little long in the tooth for that one, aren't you? So we're not going to be taking part in that. He's like, I want you to save your money. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that to you. Now, on the way home, as usual, we stopped at Chick-fil-A to eat. And we go inside and sit down and eat and really talk about where we went wrong. There's a lot of that. You know, a lot of quiet reflection in the car and at the Chick-fil-A.
Are you still in your gear or do you bring a change of clothing?
Still in gear. Now, during summer, a change of clothes because they're so sweaty, but we didn't hardly break a sweat. That's how bad this was. I mean, it was quick. And
anyone else from the tournament in there?
No. We're the only ones that travel that far. We're the only fools that drive an hour and a half. Everybody else is from the area, you know. So, and by the way, when you get out of the car, she's like, oh, God, oh, my God, my back. And it was a particularly long walk across the parking lot. I was like, oh, my God. Go without me, you know, a lot of that. So, anyhow, but we got in there, and as soon as we got in, there was a line, a team of some sort, like high schoolers, you know, it was like there's 25 people in line
waiting to order at the counter.
Yes. And I was like, oh my God.
All staring at their phones.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rocking back and forth.
Yeah. And I said to the diesel, okay, I'm going to order on the app and we'll
move from where we're standing.
From where we're standing, and we'll move ahead of these guys and get our food. And he's like, you can do that? I said, yeah, I can do it.
That's right. The diesel is anti-app restaurant technology.
Yeah, he does not care for that. So I put, this is the first time I've ever done this, and listen to what they do. I didn't know this was being done, but I'll bet you now everybody knows this but me. I put in the order on the app. Now, the only time I've ever ordered anything from anywhere on the app is when I've gone through to pick it up. So I've always looked at two options, drive through or come inside and pick it up from that little pickup area, you know, where the DoorDashers go. But this time it said, you're in the restaurant. I said, yeah, I am. And it said, pick up or dine in. So I chose dine in. And it said, scan the QR code when you get to your table. So we got to the table, and on the table permanently is a little QR code that you'd never really see otherwise. I scan it. Okay. I scan it. And it says, you're at table 34. Your food will be with you shortly. And they bring it right to you.
So while those high schoolers just stood there?
Yeah, well, they stood there, you know, 7 or 8 minutes later, here comes our food. That was impressive. I mean, I didn't know people were doing that. I didn't know restaurants were doing that.
Me either.
So literally you order while you're there, hit dine in, go to the table, scan the QR code. They know where you are, and they give you an update. You know, your food is being prepared. Then it's like, your food is on the way. And 10 seconds later, there they are with it. I was impressed. That's a technology I did not know existed.
Same.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if many places are doing that or just Chick-fil-A. I don't know. But
I haven't heard anyone else doing that. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, that was out of nowhere.
With that technology, could you have theoretically just walked in, taken a seat, and then ordered?
Yeah, you could. Because we just stood there.
Could that start the process with the QR?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you would order first. And it would
order first.
Yeah, and then it says, okay, and then you hit dine in. And as soon as you hit dine in, it says scan the QR code on your table. So I could have done it from sitting at the table and just scanned it right there. I did it while sitting there staring up at the menu.
Why do you stare at a menu at a place you've been to a jillion times?
Diesel's order. he likes. What's that? Well, Diesel likes spicy chicken sandwich, extra pickles, Dr. Pepper, light ice.
he's a special order.
So I had to. I had to go through several before light ice came up.
No, he's one of those.
I'm a show. Big fast food. Watch this. Light ice. I'm not walking. Yeah, let me tell you. That's one of the big things they do. They put a lot of ice in there and water it down. You can get 8 ounces of soda in a 20-ounce cup.
He's light ice, man. He will. Yeah. He'll light ice you now. All day.
Could get past me,
It's plenty cold when it comes out of the fizzy. Don't worry.
That's right.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. When it comes to sodas at Chick-fil-A, it's been a while since I've been inside. Mm. Do they still have the herd of cattle who wander up there with an empty cup? Fill it back up.
Diesel was one of those, and there was
still thirsty. Light ice.
There was some delay.
Because that just ruins the flow of everything. Yes. Every time I'm in there, especially when it's busy.
Oh, yes.
Now, admittedly, it's been a while.
Yep.
But people just stand there with their empty cups, shaking their ice in there. Mm-hmm. I want a refill.
Fact, that was the Diesel. And we were somewhat delayed because they were busy. And on the second go-round, when he went up, as you say, with the herd of cattle to get the dog, apparently they put too much ice in there. He said, I said light ice.
You just dump it on the floor in front of them?
Yeah, they're like, here's your ice.
Or open the door and fling it out. Right into the parking lot.
Yeah, chase that. Evan, you're talking about the dine-in option. To me, I mean, I must look like such a rube. I was like, what? Scan a QR code. It worked. Go ahead, Evan.
Yeah, P1 from Greensboro.
Thank you.
The dine-in option, so McDonald's also does it, but Chick-fil-A, you know, they've got it down to a science. Yeah. And it's a lifesaver if you've got kids. My wife and I were traveling to the beach recently. Huge line at this Chick-fil-A that just happened to be at a, you know, place where a lot of people were getting off the interstate. Mm-hmm. So we were able to put in our order in the parking lot, walked in, sat down at a table, scanned the code, got our daughters, you know, entertained, set up, and then bam, the food's delivered right to you. It's amazing.
It is incredible. I couldn't believe it.
If you were in line and watched this happen, how would you feel?
Duped.
I mean, I guess they want you to get the app.
Yeah, they could.
And anyone can get it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Evan. That's right.
Yeah. Great story.
Yeah.
I won't throw any shade, but I'm not surprised one does a little better than the other.
What? Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what
one
you mean.
One is known for customer service.
The I know other, what you mean. Yeah.
You'd be up there like, I scanned my QR. What?
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
I scanned
right.
my QR code 30 minutes ago.
That is, I mean, look, I poo-poo technology more than anybody else. Anytime something
well, except for the diesel when it comes to restaurants.
Well, right. He won't even download the app. And yeah. I said, we were waiting in line. I said, you know, I could order this. But I thought I was going to, like, sort, get it to go to the counter, pick it up, and then take the bag to the table and just sort of.
What's that bag doing at this table?
What? Did you scan in? Huh?
I could not believe. I've never even noticed a QR code on the table.
Right.
It's small. It's right at the end of the table. And it's, and like it said, table 34, and you hit the QR code, and it immediately.
Crazy.
Went. Yeah. I could not believe it that they did that.
Do you think there will come a point when it tips over where more people are doing it your way?
Probably, yeah.
And then the line disappears? I mean, I guess that's okay with the restaurant.
I suppose. I mean, it was so easy. You know, it was just.
Because so few people sit at tables.
Yeah, it was. Now, that one, you know, because that sports team was there, a lot of the tables were
there. Were they getting theirs to go?
No, they
the
stayed
kids?
In. They stayed in.
They stayed.
It seems like they had been in some competition. I don't know what. They were all wearing, you know, uniforms.
Right.
And they stayed in and ate, but we got there first. I mean, we got our food before they did, or at the same time at the very least. And we just sat there. We didn't have to stand in line, you know. So we were able to mull over the disturbing events.
Where we went wrong.
Yeah. Where we went wrong, and then got our food. So that was really nice.
Did the phantom numb arm come up at all over dinner?
He said to me, is it possible your arms are numb? And I said, no, my arms are not numb.
I wanted you to have my back. Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't see it.
I was facing the other way.
Why? He sold you out like that.
Yeah.
So you should have stepped in and said, look, it's our call.
I should have said that. Mm-hmm. I thought in my head, well, we're up 10-3.
Yeah.
It's gonna win. We're gonna win.
What's 1 point?
That's not how you should do it. Because especially that game, it's very you get a lot of runs. You know, you get like 4 or 5 points in a row. And they started coming back and they were like, you know, they got it to like 10-9. They're like, yeah. You know, a lot of
fist pumping
mm-hmm. and like, yeah, I like it.
LFG.
And I was so mad. They're like, hit it to numb arms.
He's gonna give us the point anyways.
Hit it close to numb arms.
Hit it 10 feet out. We'll call it in.
He'll give it to us. I'm such a wuss, you know. I'm such a puss. That's why it happened.
I heard him on the radio. He's a puss.
He's a puss. They all his friends call him a boo-boo. That's what they were saying. Oh, numb arms.
Anyways, happy MLK Day. Thank you for all who attended.
A very, very small portion of the proceeds.
Yeah.
Will be donated to local charities.
That's right.
We're going to build pickleball courts in underserved areas. Why?
So they can be gentrified.